House Bill 1006.
Okay. I wondered about that.
To revise the procedure for updating the voter registration file and to limit the use of county voter registration file. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Chris Nelson, Secretary of State's office. This is the first of three bills this morning that the Secretary of State's office has. This one deals with the voter registration list and just a couple different things that we want to deal with, how we maintain that list. In Section 1, and this is the section that talks about removing names from the list when people are deceased or convicted of felonies, the second paragraph, we're asking that the Register of Deeds office, they currently send us the list of death certificates that are filed, but the Department of Health is doing that very same thing, and so that's a duplicative effort. We're repealing that, but in lieu of that, we're asking Register of Deeds to send the list of burial permits that they issue. And that is going to get us the names of people who may have died outside of South Dakota. They might be South Dakota residents that are outside the state when they die, and so there is no death certificate in South Dakota, but they come back here and are buried here, and so there is a burial permit. So it'll allow us to get a few more of the deceased people's names to remove from the registration list. Next paragraph deals with clarifying exactly which convicted felons are removed from the registration list. Section 2 deals with the process that we go through when we maintain the list every off election year, when we go through and analyze who hasn't voted and what notices we send to those people. And this is just shifting the time frame in which we do some of that so that that process is a little bit more effective than it is under the current time frame. Section 3 deals with the ability to use voter registration information for commercial purposes. Last year when the legislature passed the statewide voter registration file bill, and we do have that system up and running, they said that no information off that state system may be used for commercial purposes. Counties are now telling us, hey, we think we ought to have that same protection on the information coming out of our lists. What they are finding is that individuals will come in, get a voter registration list, and use that for commercial solicitation. Voters then come back to the auditor and say, hey, when I signed up to vote, that's what I was doing, signing up to vote, not wanting my name and address to be out there for commercial solicitation. And the auditors say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, there is something the legislature can do about that, and that's what we're asking for in Section 3. Be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of Chris?
Madam Chairman.
Senator Albers.
And on page 2, you're apparently taking the position that people who have a suspended execution of sentence can't vote.
Correct.
Are you sure?
That is current law, and I should have also pointed out one of the reasons we're making the changes in this paragraph is because this paragraph is inconsistent with law that's over in our penal code talking about when a person loses their right to vote when they go into the penitentiary and those type of things. This language is consistent with the language now that's over in that penal code. A person with a suspended imposition of sentence will remain on the registration roll, but a suspended execution of sentence, and you're probably familiar with the difference in that, a suspended execution, they will be treated just as if they had gone to the pen.
Okay, I honestly don't think there's a difference between imposition and execution.
I thought the same thing, but we received an education in this from the folks down at UGS, and if it would be appropriate, I can certainly go through that.
It's not necessary, but...
Okay.
So a person who has... You take the position that a person that gets a suspended execution of sentence must have been convicted of something.
Yes, yes. They have been convicted. They have been convicted, but the judge, for whatever reason decides that they are not going to physically send them, but rather going to place them on probation. However, if they mess that up, they're going in.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Senator Reedy.
Section 3 is a little bit confusing. If a politician comes in, he can get as many lists as he wants. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But somebody in a commercial can't.
That's correct. Yeah, the reason for voter registration list, it's twofold. To get people registered to vote so we have an orderly process at the polling place on Election Day. And secondly, so that those who want to contact the voters for political, for voting, for campaign purposes, have access to that. That being very different than the commercial solicitation that's going on.
If I may, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
It's still kind of wide open. I can sell, after I get the list, I can give it to somebody.
But they can't use it for commercial purposes. You could give it to another candidate. You could give it to a party for political purposes. Legally, they couldn't use it for commercial purposes. When someone obtains a list from our statewide voter registration file, they sign a form on the requesting form. There's a statement on there that they are signing that it will not be used for commercial purposes nor passed off to anybody for that purpose.
Fine. I didn't realize we had that. Yeah. Thank you.
Along that same line, if you want, do you have to be have your petitions? What designates
no.
a political candidate?
It's what not, we're not restricting the sale just to a political candidate, but it can only be used for a political candidate. Let's say I'm a campaign manager.
Okay.
I could go in and buy the list and use it for political purposes. If I'm a campaign consultant, I could do that. If I'm a campaign polar, I could do that.
And is there a charge attached to this list?
Yes, on the statewide list, there is a fee that is laid down in administrative rule, and then each of the counties, they've got their own fees that they've established also.
Do you know what the statewide, if I ask for a statewide list, just
if you want a CD-ROM for the statewide voter registration file, it's $2,500. If you want a paper list that's statewide, it's $5,500.
Thank you. Are there further questions? Yeah, I'm not going to get the list.
Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Are you making an announcement?
No, I'm making an announcement.
We'd be happy to do business with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Are there further questions of Chris on House Bill 1006? Are there further questions? Thank you, Chris. Are there other proponents for 1006? Other proponents? Seeing none, I will ask for opponents of House Bill 1006. Are there any opponents? Then I will close public testimony and ask for discussion and disposition of the bill. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I'm very pleased how quickly the Secretary of State's office got on, because I always thought our procedures were pretty good anyway, but they certainly went through our codes and made sure that, we're going to have a streamlined system, and so I would move due pass in 1006.
Is there a second? Second, thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, I will ask the Secretary to please call the roll on a due pass Senate bill. House Bill 1006.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Vitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Motion carried.
I'll move consent.
Okay. Senator Reedy moved consent. Senator Dietrich seconded.